listening to Chrysalis Color, the podcast. Hello, this is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine in Canada.
With a podcast about color analysis and how it applies to you in a practical way. We'll talk about how to use your colors to make your days brighter, your wardrobe more enjoyable, and your life easier.
We'll talk about topics that we find interesting, and we encourage you to submit your questions. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us today for episode 23 of the Chrysalis Color Analysis podcast. Our topic is choosing eyeglasses. Our guest today is Debbie Rushworth. Debbie is a 12 Blueprints color analyst in New Brunswick, Canada. Recently, Debbie went through the process of choosing new eyeglasses, and we'll begin by having a chat about that experience. In the second half, we'll talk about color and other things to consider when choosing frames for the different seasons.
To fill in some information that will help with our conversation, Debbie's season is bright winter, and she has had an Align style analysis. You can hear more about that system in our previous episode. In terms of body type, Debbie is a mysterious. And in today's show, we'll be comparing frames on Debbie and on Jorunn, and those images are posted in the show notes at Chrysalis Color. So for people joining us on other podcast services, you'll want to go to chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab to access this episode and see those pictures.
So Debbie, so nice to have you here, and let's just dive right into it and tell us Debbie, how did you feel about your process of picking out glasses?
Well, I wear contact lenses mainly, but I needed to upgrade my glasses because I now need glasses for distance and close up, and so frustrating. So, and I was dreading choosing something because you're trying to think about not just the frame shape, but the color and what it looks like and comfortable. And I live in a small place in Eastern Canada where it's hard to get hold of things. So I was going to try and choose a pair of glasses online, but manage all those details and get something workable.
So what was your first thought when you were going to go through this choosing? What was most important to you when you started looking online? I think it's great that you can buy glasses online, but obviously it might have some challenges. But so how did you go about that?
Well, I already knew what shape I needed because you kind of figure it out over the years somewhat, but also I had a style analysis a while back with one of our colleagues, Florentina. And I'm fairly fussy, or at least I feel like lots of styles don't suit me. And certainly lots of styles right now don't suit me. A lot of the rounder ones, the bigger ones, certain trends at the moment are not particularly great on me. So it kind of eliminates a whole bundle of things. I've totally forgotten what your question was. I'm so sorry.
No, what was it? I love it. Anyway, no, I've forgotten too, because this was fascinating. You kind of sidetracked me with your mention of your style analysis. So tell me, how did you use what you learned in the style analysis when you started looking online for glasses?
Well, I knew I needed as narrow as possible, because I've got quite a small, it's quite amusing, but I've got quite a small head. It's kind of narrow. I'm easily overwhelmed by big frames. So I knew I needed as narrow as possible, which is really challenging in the realm of progressive glasses, which is what I needed. So glasses for near and distant vision. But the company that I ordered with, it's pretty cool. You can choose the all sorts of different parameters. You put them in, so you can put in the height of the lens, and you can put in the width, and you can put in the frame width and height, and blah blah blah, all those different elements. So I'd kind of figured out through a process of playing about with it, and you can also use your own photo, upload your own photo. So I'd figured out what I needed. With my image analysis, I already had some examples. And I've got a pair of glasses that I like from before. So I knew kind of roughly what shape I wanted. And once you've done that, that massively eliminates your options. And then bringing in color as well, I also knew that I wanted something fairly neutral. I didn't particularly want like glasses that are like, you see them before you see me kind of thing. Because I've had that kind of thing in the past, and they're cool and they look great, and some people can carry it off, but I feel like for me, I find that a bit overwhelming again. So there was a few things that then kind of came into play. And then once you've done that, the algorithms take you through.
Yes. So, but you still found it a little difficult to choose, even though you had all those eliminations and you were left with just a few.
Yes. So the problem is, there's always a challenge. So I bought one pair last year that when I was trying to figure it out, and they were fine. A metal stainless steel, yeah, kind of color, metal frames. They were okay. I didn't love them, but they kind of did the job, but they weren't massively comfortable. That's why I was looking for this other pair again. And what I realized as I was looking through was I'd kind of narrowed it down, and you get the perfect shape, maybe somewhat the best that you can get. And then I managed to get a few neutrals. Most of the neutrals I was looking at were either gray or black. Black is quite heavy on me. And I quite like it, but it's a little heavy. Gray is really tricky. This is the thing I discovered. Gray is a bit of a nightmare, because it's easy. It's just very hard to judge. And I found generally the pictures are fairly accurate. But so like I found this pair that looked perfect on paper. And then when I got them, well, they just weren't quite right. In fact, it'd be interesting to show you guys, because I think it's quite an interesting color, because it looked so perfect. I'm not joking. And we checked it against the neutral swatches, and it looked really, really perfect. And then I got them and they weren't right. So then I was like, okay, back to square one now. Do I just stick with black? And then I found a navy pair, which is one of my other shortlist. So those were some of the challenges. Sorry.
For the ones that weren't perfect, was it because the color wasn't the same as the website?
Or? Well, I can show you right now if you want. I know we won't be able to show this, but
and then we will post photos of this in the show notes. What do you think?
Yeah. So Christine, I don't know if Christine, you remember, but there were the ones that looked almost like we put them against the swatches on the screen. We did what Joran always suggests, turn the volume, the brightness up, sorry. And it looked super. And they're a kind of gray, but with tiny bit of warmth. But when I put them on my face, I just feel like they're really warm. So I'll show you. I can't see anything, by the way, if I do this.
Well, I can't either because you have backlight.
Oh, okay. Let me try and see if I can make it any easier. And I can take a better photo. Is that any better?
Oh, yeah. You can see the effect. Yes, so, they look like soft summer on you.
Okay, so from this, so something's not right. And to me, when I wear them like in a good light situation, I feel like they almost look brown.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, I just turned up the light on my screen. They do look brown.
But yeah, if you saw them,
very dead.
They honestly looked so great next to the neutral swatches. So then you're just like, okay. And they've got these lovely sides. They're all silvery. Mm-hmm. They look great. But anyway, thankfully, the company that I order with, I managed to get a refund, so that was good. And they let me keep the glasses, which I thought was quite interesting, mm-hmm. just for comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So see how good they look when you just see them like this, but then when you see them next to my face, mm-hmm. they because go totally different.
Your skin, they're kind of translucent, and then your skin color comes through them and blends, and then it becomes wrong. That's very interesting.
I know. And honestly, they don't look, when you see them like now, they don't look warm, but it must be the translucency that's just not. So I just thought they were kind of an interesting example, really.
You know what else is interesting is Joran and Debbie, you're the same season. You're both bright winters.
Mm-hmm.
You're both silver-haired bright winters, which creates even more kind of crossover. Debbie and I are the same body type, which is transcendent in Florentina's analysis. Debbie and I are just straight, narrow people. Debbie just happens to have more height than me, I think.
Yeah, because I think I come out as mysterious, but I think they're pretty similar, aren't they?
Oh, I thought you were transcendent. Oh. You're mysterious.
No, I'm mysterious, but I think it is very similar. When I've looked at yours, I think it probably is.
Oh, I gotta go look at that. I didn't know that. And one thing that happened with Joran, or I'll let Joran tell the story, but you switched out your eyeglass frames, right?
Ah, did you? I noticed you've been wearing some different ones.
Yes. Well, these are actually, I can't see a thing with them because they're old. But I'm wearing them for experiment because I'm getting used to frameless glasses again. I was these, and it's funny because when you were talking earlier, you were saying that you wanted neutral ones that showed your face more. And that's what these do.
Mm.
And it does. And I'm realizing that frameless glasses shows more of me.
Mm.
And if I want to hide, I wear these. And now when I'm putting these back on, I can see clearly, but I'm not as happy with the round shape as I used to be. I was persuaded to buy these by somebody who said I looked younger. Well, they said, they didn't say it just like that. They said, you know, yes, actually, that's what they didn't say. I looked older with the frameless ones.
Mm.
They said, oh, you look so much younger when you have these ones on. And of course, I want to look younger, so I picked these.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not bad. I like them. They're navy, but they're statement.
They are.
So I now have an appointment with my, whatever you call it in English, the eye person.
Optician, I think. Optometrist or optician. It's different in England. So I'm, Christine would be better to tell you.
Either optometrist is, I think, pretty normal.
Yes. Yeah. And I will get proper prescription in these ones if they're not too small to have the progressive.
Well, so, that's the issue.
I've been through that same process as you after my style analysis with Florentina. I've reworked through a process where I digested the suggestion for the shape of the glasses, and I came to the conclusion that she's right. So
what did she say about the shape of your glasses then that you should go for?
They obviously should be kind of like frameless. These are actually perfect according to the frameless glasses I used to have are almost identical to some of her suggestions. And kind of narrow rectangular, softly rectangular, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because we've talked about a lot often in our color and analysis conversations about how every word has a double meaning in when it comes to appearance, and young is probably at the very top of the list. You know, young can mean healthy and vigorous and smooth and all sorts of things. It can also mean kind of bland and juvenile. And Joran points out a third way that people perceive youth, which is what they're saying is the item you're wearing is in current fashion.
That's right.
You look like you could go to Starbucks today and people would think you were hip. Saying nothing about Joran, just everybody's wearing those glasses. That's what they're saying. which I find very interesting. And with the rimless frames, I always thought that winters, because there's a lot of color saturation in the face, looked better when there was some sort of definition all around the edge of the frame. But Yorin, I agree, she looks better in those rimless frames. I don't know if it's the bright winter as opposed to my dark winter. I don't know if it's silver hair, but I could see, because they're kind of edgy and hip and lightweight and silvery, you doing rimless frames really well. And I'm just wondering if you ever tried them.
No, and I think this whole topic is really interesting, because as I've, you know how you, well, because I'm doing things on, because I'm doing, sorry about that, because I'm doing things online, and because of where we live and the lack of choice, I've spent a long time over this and I haven't rushed, and I've asked people's opinions like you do, what, somewhat within limits. But it's so interesting that I feel like a lot of opinions are still around trend. Which ones do you think are better out of the three strongest contenders?
I'm between the middle and the right.
Yeah. Which is the blue and the red and black.
I would choose the navy ones or the ones with the red sides.
Me?
They all three of them seem to have a very similar shape. The ones with the red sides seem a little bit smaller. That might just be the way it's not really on your face. It's like superimposed.
I know. And I can't remember, honestly, because to be honest, it's not quite what it looks. I know the black and silver ones do look bigger, but I don't think they actually are from what I remember of the dimensions. But
right. I mean, the navy ones look a little bit, well, anyway, the black and silver ones look straighter across the top.
They do. I agree with that. And I actually quite like that slightly softer look.
Both of those two, the navy and the red side ones, have a softer look. I think even the red sides have a slightly softer, even the softest.
Yeah, they're softer at the bottom, I think, aren't they, somehow?
And on top. I don't know. I think both of those are really good on you.
It's interesting. You know, you'd ask 10 people and you'd get 10 different answers.
Oh, you would. I know.
For me, the more I look at these, the black ones, not thinking shape here, thinking only color. The black is too prominent. I'm talking to a pair of glasses. The thing about, I prefer the middle ones. And the reason for me is because they just add a little more definition to your face. Your eyebrow is a little stronger. Your nose shape is a little bit more defined. Sure, you know, the light is behind you. And I mean, there's variables in the equation, but I can see the lip shape a little bit better. I see the bottom of the face a little better. And I don't think it's being over defined, whereas the one on the left, the glasses are a little bit wishy-washy and the outlines of the face are a little bit foggy. Would you guys see that? Would you both see that?
Which one are you talking about, the silvery one or the red one?
For becoming a little foggy?
Yes.
Yeah, the red ones.
The
but
red
someone
ones,
else
yeah.
Can look at that and think, yeah, but notice how the lines between the brows are smoother. And they might want an even less impacting effect on the face, or the red is not what it looks like on our screen. So, you know, things have to be.
The red is a little bit dark winter, I would say. That's okay. One thing I would say, but it's not bad. But it's quite nice because it's with the white, and like the sides of the blue one are not so, they're just a bit, they're not amazing.
No.
But yeah. Do you think it matters that I wear a lot of black? That's my only comment. So does it then cause a problem with the, you know, navy glasses, black?
Oh, God, no. I would see navy as a neutral. I would pick navy as a neutral before I picked red. And especially if it's a dark winter red right beside a bright winter blush. Or
I know.
Not, that would be like two things pushing each other further apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to see them together, right? But navy and black. Well, Yorin's kind of wearing navy and black, and that's perfectly fine. And there's a lot of white and silver in your face.
These frames of mine, they're navy.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
That's interesting. I thought they were black when I've seen them.
They read as black on my face, and I like it, and I wear black a lot, and it doesn't bother me. So I don't think you need to worry about choosing navy as a neutral.
I think navy is a super bright winter neutral, better than black.
I love navy, to be honest, and I'm trying to move away from black, but it's quite difficult.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Seriously, so great. Well, that's really helpful.
For neutral, I think I would choose the navy glasses, especially if that red isn't the perfect red.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's what I'm thinking. It just could be that bit, I don't know. It's nice, but it just could be that, just a touch wrong. But as I'm looking at these now, it's so helpful seeing them side to side, because I just think that silver is distracting on that first pair.
I don't see them as distracting. My issue would be the black, and they're so rigidly boxed.
They are heavy. I agree. And I think that navy.
In your lips, and you have big round eyes, and they just don't accommodate any of that.
No. I agree. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, anyway, I don't want to take it off track. Sorry, that was my question to you guys.
No, but I think we can, well, we'll decide between the three of us, but to me, there's value in this. Like, this is how you have to look at this stuff.
So that was our chat. But now let's move on to talk about frame choices for the different seasons, beginning with winter. Actually, hang on a second. Let's take a step back and explain our focus here today. Everyone, at least when reaching a certain age, will experience a change in eyesight. And unless you opt for contact lenses, most of us will end up owning one pair of eyeglasses. And like most other regular people, we'll want that one pair of glasses to be a kind that we can wear every day with any outfit. And that's what our focus is here today. Some people might get more than one pair of glasses, and some people might want their glasses to make a statement. But you'd have to decide how much statement you want, and you do run the risk of people focusing more on the glasses than on you if you do. So most of us will prefer to pick one pair of glasses that they wear with every outfit and situation. Don't you agree?
Right. In today's overview, we're talking about glasses that enhance who we are. As soon as we find out our colours, we can be like kids in a candy store. But for an item like this that goes on the face, we are looking for the practical pair, like you said, Euron. If it's in your budget to have several pairs, that's terrific. But that's not where we begin today. Today, we're looking at the ones that are going to be the least painful on the pocket and still provide that interest and enhancement.
I think more neutral colors go with more things, and then you can adjust other things in the overall appearance to bring the color. It's the same as we do with lipstick or with hair color. We want our choices to allow us to be seen better, not put us visually in a back seat to something that we're wearing.
Yeah, I agree. So neutrals will be good color choices when it comes to everyday glasses. It's also a matter of choices and, of course, the culture of where we live. Social agreements about what looks good and is acceptable they're going to vary from place to place, country to country.
That's true. And maybe something to consider, in my experience anyway, has been beware of too much advice from the optometrist, because bear in mind they want you to buy something. I've not always received good advice about styles particularly, and that's fine because that's not particularly their area of expertise. Sometimes they'll say what you want to hear, or they'll confirm what you already think. But also I think there's an element of them wanting to sell you the latest styles, perhaps because they get bored of just looking at the same old stuff, but also maybe because those are the more costly items.
Yeah, you know, whatever you're choosing, it is very good to go in armed with some information about yourself and what the purpose of the item you're buying is going to be. So let's look at winter. I like it when glasses repeat something that's already in you and is always in you. Could be eyebrow color, natural hair color, reflections in the hair, as we'll talk about. Black brown can be great if that's the hair color or the eye color. The item, it just seems connected to the person. I also really like glasses that I can ignore without much effort. You know, a decoration or jewelry that's going to go right on the face. I appreciate when it looks great without making me think or work to get around the item to the person.
Regarding color for winters, I find navy is a great neutral, at least for bright winters, I find. Much better than black, actually.
Yes, black frames can be heavy on any winter. They're useful because they're everywhere. So there is a way through it. I did discover that although heavy on its own, sometimes a little extra detail on the frame can help soften the effect. I shortlisted another pair with silver on the corners of the frame, which found some resonance with my hair colour. And this definitely made a difference. Translucent plastic frames are very trendy right now, but they do become a bit more summery. An interesting discovery in the search for glasses for bright winter was rimless. I had not really considered these, but the reflections can give super definition and repeat the reflections in the silver hair.
Yes, it's quite the surprise, isn't it? Winters do need some level of definition, but it doesn't have to be value contrast. It's that separation that winters need. And like you, Debbie, say, the reflections in the edge of rimless glasses can give just that, just enough definition, yeah.
Agreed. It's that separation, like Yaren said, you don't want things blurring into one another. And the definition can be darkness, it can be shape, it can be opacity, could be just sharp light, like a silver-white reflection around a rimless pair, as Yaren and Debbie have mentioned. If you look at Yaren's pictures between the two pairs, I like rimless better. The effect is lightweight, which may suit a smaller body type, and bright winterness, that's the lightest of the winters, and brings in that little twinkle and sparkle of spring. I find the face is younger in the rimless frames. I think there's more urine coming through. I mean, I can see that the glasses and your whole appearance improve with eye makeup. There's more definition of your features and a better kind of definition with the rimless and the makeup, I mean. Whereas with the darker frames, well, there's definition on the eye area, but I think it's the glasses.
Yes, I think so too. It's the glasses you see, not me. I think you're quite right about that. The rimless, the rimless glasses are kind of a more honest image of the real me, with or without makeup. But sometimes I find it's tempting to put up the glasses as a barrier between myself and the world, I suppose.
Well, and also glasses can be a fun accessory. Just like jewellery. It's interesting, actually, that an edge that's defined in some way makes the glasses look more part of the face, continuous with the rest of the clothing and the person. When I tried different frames, I found silver was dominating and strong, like a solid black, although I love silver in jewellery. The sharp edge of the rimless is better. Like Yaren, I was surprised about how well rimless worked for me. We both have silver hair and a bright winters. Now, that being said, a dark complexion may do better with silver frames.
You know, I think you're right. I do imagine that a very dark-skinned bright winter would look smashing with silver eyeglass frames. Would be worth trying anyway. And Debbie, you have a black pair of eyeglasses with some sparkles or silver bits. And then there are some clear pieces in the temples. They look very good, and there, you know, it really helps a lot. It lightens it and it makes it so much better than solid black.
That's right. The thing is about winter saturation, colored plastic right in front of the eyes can be too noticeable. Now, maybe winters with intense coloring or larger body types might have more room for those strong dramatic effects, though.
What I find works, what helps everything meet in the middle, I guess, is the controlled use of color. But choosing the color that's already in the face, either the blush or the eye, But if we're talking about a solid frame, even with blue eyes, a winter blue in front of a blue eye, or a winter red, even if it's the same red as the clothes or the makeup, I gotta say, I wish they weren't there. I notice them too much. For a person who wants to make a statement, that's a great way to do it. But you're seen after your glasses. So controlling the use of color even more. I recall one pair on a true winter, black, brown all the way around. And at the center of the lower edge, the area was, let's say, 2 centimeters, maybe about an inch. There was a translucent version of the natural blush color, like an icy fuchsia. There was enough function. There was enough decoration. And they looked perfect for the woman, whatever she wore. She didn't wear makeup and she didn't need to wear blush because it picked up the color in her cheeks. These are among the top three best winter glasses or any glasses I've ever seen. And any season could do this. If you have your frames in hand or a couple of frames you're choosing, open up your season palette booklet, lay the frames on it. And even better for me, I used to divide the palette into sections. So look at the reds, then look at the neutrals, and then look at the colors and see how things work together, which is essentially what you would do with anything that you buy.
That's true. But let's talk about black, because we seem to just discourage everybody from wearing black and using black for eyeglasses. I must say that True Winter does exceptionally well in black. It's true of clothes as well as eyeglasses. The lighter True Winters might be better in surgical steel, but if black works, it's never better than on a True Winter. Dark Winter and Bright Winter can use it, but it takes on a real nuance and power on a True Winter. So generally for winters, the one thing to stay completely away from is tortoise shell. It's just too busy, right? It's too much of a moving pattern. The color isn't great against the skin and contrast needs to be low, tends to be low, I mean. It's also a color thing. Tortoiseshell is often like caramel or amber, which does not work for winters. It just doesn't. Tortoiseshell would read as chunky, heavy or camouflage, not serious and elegant as on an autumn. And even on the bars on the side of the glasses, multicolor can be too busy for winters. So, shall we move on to summer?
Yeah, summer. Here is where satin, hazy, brushed reflections work really well. So by this, we're thinking about reflections that are not sharp. They're soft. They're pearlized. They're diffused over a larger area rather than a focused, brilliant little spot of white?
Because the colors are softer in summer seasons, colored frames do seem easier to manage than for winter. A soft blue gray or a sage green on a soft summer could be lovely. Summer neutrals are quite colorful, and blue gray, lavender gray, and translucent frames might work, or anything frosted or hazy makes a color more manageable, whilst it might disappear on a winter. What about white frames? Pearly white softens and creates a hazy shine that might be lovely. And brushed satin type metal is great on summers.
I know a light summer. She's very near light spring. Her frames are plastic, pearly white, satin finish, meaning just slightly frosted, opaque, not transparent in any way. And yet they read as lightweight on her face. They're beautiful. They're like jewelry on her face and a perfect balance. They're noticed as pretty and enhancing, but they never overtake her.
Yes, anything frosted, anything mother of pearl would be great as well. Transparent plastic, perhaps with softer reflections, nuanced with skin colors. Softer color transitions generally are good for summers. Plastic does feel a bit warmer than silver metal.
It does. It feels, well, less hard and frozen. It feels softer and warmer, and it naturally creates a softer reflection than metal. Like if the reflection of it had a color, I think it would be a very gentle gray. I recently saw a gorgeous silvered lavender pair on a True Summer Woman. Absolutely perfect. And silvered lavender, this is a staple neutral color for summer. And it would be in the neutral set or a color like it. Neutral sets are fabric kits with 12 neutral colors for each of the 12 seasons. And they're a great way to find eyeglass frames. Maybe easier to work from fabric than with the color palettes, which are ink on canvas. We'll add a link in the show notes so you can find out more about that product.
Summer frames can give a kind of Monet impression. I saw some frames recently in a tortoise shell type print, quite fine around the edge of a kind of metal frame. And they looked so elegant in gray and mauve. And it just seemed to do that dappling of light thing, which is so beautiful in summers.
Summers also do ombre well. Any color gradient, they do really well with that. And with, just like with the monochromatics, outfits from top to bottom.
Yeah, I could see it just moving through different shades of the same color. Thinking about metal frames for summer, for sure, soft summer, and maybe because they have a little bit of autumn, and autumn just does fantastic well in metallics. I could see a soft pewter being an easy color, or plastic, also easy, say a rosewood, which is, you know, basically the eyeshadow being worn in eyeglass frames. I like neutral eyeshadows best for intensifying eye color without creating competition. And your favorite eyeshadow could be super in frames, an extension of who you already are. Very connecting. In light and true summer, they would have their own silvers. On the makeup topic, or wearing eyeglass frames as an extension of makeup, I love navy mascara for light summer. And I quite like their navy as eyeglass frames, or maybe one step back in darkness from your palette, lightest to darkest range. You really want to stay inside the value range. That's really important for all summers, both at the light and the dark ends. Well, light summer is the saturated summer. It gives them a little crossover into winter. So that contrast of navy is actually really good. It's not harsh at all. Plus, they have the spring influence to accept a little bit of innovation and spontaneity. They wear color well. And altogether, color is on the face on a light summer, I find very wearable, very appreciated. What would a summer not wear black? It never works.
So let's move on to autumn, shall we? Oh, autumn. Tortoiseshell, butterscotch, fudge, gradations of brown. There's many shapes and sizes, and these kind of colours are like the workhorse neutrals of autumn. A dark autumn friend of mine recently went head-to-head with her optometrist, who was trying to convince her to go for black frames. She plumped for a coppery bronze wireframe, which looked stunning as it caught the light. But it was a great example of people trying to guide you in trend directions rather than going with what suits the person.
I could see metal frames being really good on autumns because they have this very natural coppery, golden, bronzy way of reflecting light, interacting with light. But I wonder if great plastic ones are actually easier to find. Maybe gold rims, could they be a touch granny on an autumn? It would depend on the shape, of course. Autumns tend to do shine well, maybe better for softs if it's a little bit diffused, but I'm still having trouble with gold because gold, it's like colors right in front of the face. You really want to get the color right for your skin, your makeup, your hair, everything that you wear. So look for a gold that could slide into your color palette, or save it for the hardware or the details of the glasses and just wear it in jewelry. Colored plastic might be easier to find, might be more adaptable. And plus, I really like color on warm seasons. And this applies to spring too. I think that a lot of color at once can look a bit hectic on cools and completely part of the face on warm season people. Because colors are already present in the surface appearance. And for autumns, while all of the colors are generally a bit softened, though hair and brow colors always work. as in tortoiseshell, autumn colors have a quieter natural feel, probably even in plastic. They have brighter colors too, probably better reserved for lips or clothes because the whole colored plastic thing can take over. As with every season, stay inside the value ranges, meaning the lightest to darkest ranges of your palettes. Soft autumn, these are autumn colors in the sunshine. So light, medium to medium dark frames in the palette, those are super. Or I could even see lighter frames like our light summer who had the creamy white frames, a soft light peachy brick, that could be really good. Same as tawny pinkish mocha tones, which are so good in hair and so much better than yellow. True autumn, not usually a very dark person, they're medium to medium dark. If the natural hair or eye colors are darker, they may balance darker frames well. And autumn benefits from their dark colors somewhere in the appearance. They need to have them for the face to have a nice contour. Dark autumn, yeah, they could wear dark frames, but honestly, if you're going to wear black, put it in your clothes. On the face, I'd stick with browns over black every time.
Yes. And like Christine says, the brighter colors are better reserved for lips and clothes because the brighter autumn colors like orange, yellow, green, and turquoise, they might distract from the eyes unless the color appears in the eyes. Or even better, if you mix these colors in with neutrals. Mossy green, however, is usually in the eye of an autumn person and could be a very good eyeglass frame. Green is easiest because it complements red tones in hair, or soft russet frames, which might also be great. Yellow, as amber yellow, is great, especially in tortoiseshell frames. Color with neutral is better than solid color yellow amber frames. I mean, autumns are the seasons who really rock tortoiseshell frames. It's the best.
Yeah, I agree. It's very, very natural and continuous with who they are. And tortoiseshell just by nature gives you a way to introduce color in a controlled way. It's the same as we said for the winter with that little fuchsia inset in her black frames or black brown. And red tones, red in the hair works really well for autumn, from golden blonde for softs, russet for trues and darks. Your colors, I mean, they stay the same wherever you choose to apply them. And the right red in hair is like the right red as lipstick. You're just wearing your lipstick colors in your hair. If any red is going to work as glasses, it's going to be one of the ones in your palette. The red's already in you. I mean, what other reds are going to work better than your own natural reds? But lipstick colored glasses, I mean, they have to look nice with the blush. They got to go with the lips. They got to go with the hair. I'm not sure. I think red in glasses is riskier than red lipstick because, one, we're used to red lips. And two, we are putting a red barrier right in front of the focal point, our communication headquarters, which is our eyes. I still see red glasses as a statement. And another thing that I would cross my mind might be creating a red rimmed effect, especially for women who prefer not to wear makeup. Let's say a dark autumn, very strong eye color, strong enough to stay in front of the glasses, maybe. I'm trying to talk myself into it, but I think I'm talking myself out of it. Autumn reds, I mean, they're natural, you know, they're brick, they're rust, they're burgundy. There's no jelly bean reds, but really think if someone's suggesting red frames, I would not make these my everyday pair. So what do you stay away from as an autumn? It's easy. White, black, and candy.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So I'm ready for spring. Who wants to start on eyeglasses for spring? Actually, I do. Okay. Color variation, spring and color. So color variation is really successful in clothes for the spring seasons. And colored plastic is great in novelty or custom jewelry, but would we recommend it in eyeglasses?
You know, even in a spring, I got to say, I'd rather see color somewhere else than right in front of the eyes. You, Debbie?
Well, I saw a light spring recently who was wearing see-through plastic frames in a peachy beige, and these were great. It was just like the cheek or the highlight color and the blush together and the reflection in the lipstick all in one frame. She was blonde, she was wearing a turquoise top, and she looked fabulous. I've also seen a creamy yellow, beautiful, sort of a solid color frame, something a spring might do well with, solid or transparent. And it just looked so continuous with this skin tone.
Yeah, both of those, well, they could almost apply as some kind of neutral, yellow honey and peachy beige, I could see it. Turquoise, well, kind of feels like yellow, like it's really easy on springs. And it's often one of the eye colors. Nearly a neutral and close sometimes. Is it too much on the face? Yeah. To me, it's still too cartoon for an everyday pair. As great as springs can look in youthful accessories, I wouldn't have them on my face for occasions where you want to be taken seriously. Let the sense of play be felt absolutely through the character or other accessories, socks, a purse, especially at the office, maybe depending on your office. But it's often springs who ask about how to look more professional.
Well, I'd have to say that rimless or even wire gold rims could look great on springs. That shiny golden reflection of the wire gold rims, they give more than a noticeable yellow line. Of course, it would have to be in a shape adjusted for body, personality, and face shape. But as with autumn, you have to make sure you choose the right kind of gold. Gold-rimmed sunglasses, for example, with honey brown lenses, that would be terrific. And speaking of picking the right gold, there is an article on Chrysalis Color about choosing gold for your season. That's worth looking up.
Some of the best spring glasses I've seen are rimless, and it was on a man, actually. And it's that lightweight thing that really works well for springs. And yeah, they did have kind of like Joran's glasses, except for instead of silver or sharp light reflection around the edge, it was light gold. Really, really good. Very modern looking. Spring, essentially a light group of colors, and dark color can take over. So the person is in the back seat relative to their glasses. Tortoiseshell, although traditionally autumn, that does work in a trendy, nerd chic librarian kind of look, but you're choosing different colors. You're choosing yellow, honey, bronze, that color, hair color that's yellow and brown. A color in the natural hair or the brows to tie the item back with the person. It really gives them a reason to be there. If you go too dark, I think that nerd chic trend, well, it makes the person look younger in the wrong way, like a student rather than an adult with good control over their appearance.
Yeah, and the thicker the frames, the effects are even more pronounced. The eye colors are so exceptional in spring, so the less competition for eyes, the better.
Yes, but perhaps some kind of a twinkle detail on the bars might be good. Anything energetic brings in spring vibes, don't you think? But definitely say no to black.
That's right. And just a reminder, everyone, these are just suggestions to focus your search. Then really, it's down to your personal shape and taste preferences.
And if you wonder about how the seasons might look or want to read more, a good place to start is with Christine's ebooks and paperbacks at the 12 Blueprints shop. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Debbie. It's been so much fun having you contribute to this episode.
Thank you. I've enjoyed being here. And if anyone wants to reach me, you can leave a comment on Chrysalis Color or catch me via my Facebook page at BloomPCA. We'll add the links in the show notes.
Thanks, everyone. See you next time. Bye-bye.